It was also my great pleasure to work with my colleagues, Joellen Killian and Chris Bryan, in co-authoring the book, Coaching Matters. And some of the things that I want to share with you today are points that come from the book. So let's get grounded in what we consider to be the purpose of coaching. It continues to be one of the most powerful designs for strengthening teaching and student learning and for building a culture of collaboration and trust within a school. And it's all the more important right now during COVID that we provide the support to teachers that will give them the confidence that they need in order to work in this environment. So one of the chapters from Coaching Matters addresses the conditions that are necessary for coaching to be successful. And so one of the conditions that I want to mention is this. And so this comes from chapter 2, and it's a chart that shows indicators of school culture. And it comes from the work of Louise Stoll. As a coach, we have lots of opportunities to influence the culture of a school to become one where trust and collaboration are more the norm than not. And you're probably familiar with some of these indicators, but let me say a word about just a couple of them. I think celebrations and rituals can go together and are indicators that can be accomplished in a virtual mode just as effectively as in face-to-face meetings. I'm working with a principal in an elementary school in Denver, where I reside, and she described to me how at the end of every week, her teachers get on a Zoom call with her or a Zoom meeting, and they have a brief meeting to share a success, something that's worthy of celebration that happened during the week. It could be something that a student did or said. It could be something that the teacher felt was a success for her or him. And they close the week with these celebrations every week, and it's become a ritual that they look forward to continuing even after COVID is gone, which can't be soon enough, as we all know. Another indicator that I think deserves calling out is this one on rites of exit and entry. Maybe some of you have experienced the frustration of saying goodbye to a colleague, a principal, or a teacher whom you've worked with for years, and having to do so virtually or via a drive-by parade, but foregoing the personal retirement party or a personal hug. In the same way, maybe you have welcomed a new staff member to your team without having the opportunity for face-to-face conversations or interactions where you can get to know each other better. Again, coaches can be instrumental in setting up and planning virtual activities that can be brief and very effective in helping to develop that community within a team. So this brings to mind one of the things that's so important in working in this virtual environment, and that is establishing or maintaining relationships of trust and collaboration. One of the ways that we bolster relationships is through our day-to-day communication. One of the ways that we bolster this relationship of trust is through the way that we communicate with people on an ongoing basis. So I want to highlight a couple of them. I find in my work with clients or teachers or administrators, as I do sometimes, that in a virtual setting, it's really important to use active listening skills. And again, especially in the virtual mode. Sometimes when my conversation partner looks down at something in her lap, I'm not sure whether she's looking at a text message that just came in on her phone or something else. And I can imagine that it works both ways. If I look away and no longer make eye contact with my client, which is a sign of good listening, what's the impact? And it goes without saying that in this COVID environment, being sensitive to emotions is supremely important. Most people are feeling a lot of stress, whether it's issues with childcare or a sick loved one, or just placing an order for groceries. Everyone is impacted in lots of ways. And sometimes we just need a hug from a friend, and we can't even get that. So being sensitive to emotions is an important aspect of being there for our clients. And so in the last chapter of Coaching Matters, there's a chapter that's called The Future of Coaching. And even though this book is hot off the press, if you will, we really didn't anticipate that we would be operating in a virtual mode almost exclusively so soon after we wrote the book. And we're finding that the future is now, if you will.